This might be a good debate.
You blame everything on
Red Ninja Radio. Okay, look, this is okay. This is the okay. This is the question. Someone died that we know about. Okay, and my girlfriend was asking me, like, we're trying to wonder, like, you know, just spitballing, saying like, wow, I wonder what could it be to make another person kill somebody. You know, me, I said it's either money or women, and I even further that by saying, you know what? Matter of fact, anything always can be reduced to a woman.
And I'm coming back to tell you, whatever those two had going on, it could have been issues that they had between each other, but that doesn't mean that it was about a woman. Just because something happened, it doesn't mean that it's automatically a woman. So I don't understand why you always think that women are the ones to be the blame of shit that go on between men. Y'all are grown. Y'all make your own decisions. Y'all make your own choices. Women don't influence that. You know what I'm saying? Thank women you. Don't make shit happen. Whatever you, like, if you decide to go left, that's what you decided to do. Because if a woman tell you to go right and you go left, that's still what you decided to do. You know what I'm saying? Like, we don't.
Okay. No, I get what you're saying. Keep going.
But, yeah, like, I don't know. All I'm saying is, I wonder what happened and why they weren't.
No, you're right. And like I said, and my girl, and that she, and again, this is not argument, but this is just, I guess, this would be a good debate topic, because I honestly feel like, and like, I get what you're saying. No, everybody is not your blame. And you're right. It is not women's intention, like, to cause problems. I'm not trying to say that. What I'm saying, though, is it came down to money and a woman. I'm going to be honest. Even if it was about money, I'm going to show you how it really, ultimately, it goes back to a woman. This is what I mean. Let's say for the sake of argument, they had a dispute about money. Say he owed this dude some money and he didn't pay it back. Whatever. Let's say it's about money. We all can know that people could have real issues about money. Let's say it's about money. It has nothing to do with a woman specifically. I'm gonna tell you, ultimately, a woman, not intentionally, it sucks, but not intentionally, but a woman is the cause and the motivating factor behind the world. Like, the whole world.
Stop blaming women for y'all problems.
They are problems. I blame them for everything. I blame them for the good too.
Why you with me then?
But look, you get the you. Let's not say blame, but even when I do good, even when I'm like, the good things in my life is because a woman motivates me to do it. Like, what you call? I had a joke where he's like, a woman like if it weren't for women, we'd be homeless and be living it like I'm gonna be honest, like. Everything good and bad in my life is a woman behind it, meaning I want to do good in life. Why? Because
when you do bad, that's because of your choices. It's not because of a woman. When you fall off, it's because of your choices. It's never because of a woman.
It's no, now, a woman didn't make me do it, but I'm telling you why I did it. It's because, like, people stay out of prison because why? Like, I don't want to go back to prison. Why? Because it ain't no women in prison. Like, I'm telling you, like, why I want a job? Why do I want to? Like, it's because a woman is behind it. Like, why do I want money? I don't need money. I don't need a car. I don't need a place to stay. I don't need clothes. Like, I got these clothes on because of you. Like, I keep my hair cut because of you. I fucking brush my teeth because of you. Like, I done been at home, like, bachelor lifestyle. I don't even brush my teeth or take showers sometimes. That's like, like, I'm just saying, like, the good and the bad. It's the woman motivating us behind that. Not saying that you made me do something. No, a woman don't make you go out and rob a bank. A woman don't make you go out and sell drugs. A woman don't make you go out and get a job. Yes, they do. They make you the good and the bad. It all comes down to a woman, and it all comes down to being a provider or being some part getting back to that woman. Meaning, even if we have a dispute about money, this is how I'm saying it always comes back to a woman. Why? Are y'all disputing about money? You know why I know? Because I've been in situations where it was the absence of women. The only place you could be like that is probably certain jobs or certain, like, warehouse jobs or prison. And I was in a society that had the absence of women. And I seen, once you break everybody down to literally, we all wear the same clothes, we all eat the same food, we all do, it's no necklaces, it ain't no, you know, it ain't nothing special. And when the woman is absent, it is a lot more peace and sanity than if a woman is present. it's not your fault. It's not. It's just a God-given divine thing. Like, the energy changes when a woman is around, even if it's not a cute woman, even if it's not an attractive woman, but it changes. And I've been observant enough to watch it. So what I'm telling you is, I don't know the particulars of it, but if a woman was present, I done seen a lot of people get into altercations where I'd be like, dude, if only this woman wasn't around, it would be so much easier to talk to this person. You know what I'm saying? So that hasn't, you're right. But it has not, she's not wrong. And I'm not blaming her. I'm blaming men for not recognizing that dynamic and not understanding that. I'm going to be honest. Like you, like, I'm like, it's going to be a certain way I act around you. Like, I mean, it's a certain, like, I'm going to take a certain tone if you with me. You know what I'm saying? Like, oh, the other day, like you said with that dude, like, tripped out with you. Like, he would have acted different if you had a man in your presence, whether it had been your brother, whether it had been Charles, whether it been Ray. The experience would have been different. You know what I'm saying? That's why I say it's always about a woman, because even if it was about money, a woman somewhere, whoever shot him, I'm not saying a woman made him do it, and maybe that's why I'm phrasing it wrong, but I'm saying a woman is that's just what it is. Even if it's a mama, even if it's a sister, everything that goes wrong and good, the good too, the good and the bad that exist in this world is ultimately because of a woman. That's all I'm saying. We here because of women, and like James Brown said, it's a man's world, but it ain't shit without a woman. So everything can be a trip. Barack Obama's goddamn president is because of that goddamn woman. It's because of a woman. Like, anybody that does anything great in this world is because of a woman. Period. And that's why even men, if you keep going back to jail and stuff and keep like it comes to a point where, like, the presence of a woman is not the same to you or something. You know what I'm saying? Like, it just don't motivate you the same. But everything good and bad in my life is because of a woman. Like, period. And I tell people that I get money. Money is no. You, I get money only for the because, like I wouldn't be getting money. What you gonna do with the money? The money is to take care of a woman or to benefit a woman in some way. Like, period. Like, you know, like that's what it's for. Like, you like. The other half of you is that woman. So, like, I can have a bunch of money, but, like even bums. Like, if money was the everything, then bums would be out here not having sex or doing everything. Them bums be fucking, and homeless people be fucking, and everything else. But, you know, like, that's why they say behind every great man is a woman. But don't get me wrong, behind every great woman, too, is a man back there, too. But that motivating factor is a woman, you know, and the good and the bad. I know a lot of men, right? That's why marriage is such a big thing. A lot of married people, when they click up like that, I know a bunch of married people, like, hey, like a bunch of married dudes that, hey, man, that don't get into shit. Ultimately, because, hey, you know, that woman is like, hey, that woman becomes kind of moving you in the correct position. And uses the men that get a bunch of shit that don't listen to women or don't, you know. Because a lot of times we just listen to a woman, we'll be okay. Whether that's our mother, but it, you know, it comes to a point where mama can't do it no more. That's why some men can't, even in prison, some of them niggas got they closest to shit with their mothers. But it come a time where, hey, your mother is not your woman. And that's the part people do. You still want your mama to be your woman, but your mama not your woman. That's why a lot of times men, like mamas, like sell them out as soon as mama get a man. Baby, you got to find a place to go. You know what I'm saying? Like, and it seems unfair, but yeah, because it's only a certain level. Like, your mama can't be your woman. You know what I'm saying? So I just feel like ultimately a woman caused the death of that man. And it's not her fault. But it just is. Because I'm telling you, Tiz, like, men, like, will not have any problems until women came. But that's not bad. You know why? Because ain't nothing good happened either till that woman came. You feel me? So I just be stressing the negative too much, and I'm going to balance it out and say, no. Women, James Brown said it best. It's a man's world, but it ain't shit without a woman. That's the best way. It's a man's work. Man invented the car. But it wouldn't be nothing without a woman or a little girl. You know what I'm saying? And that's the best way I could put it, because, yes, I probably make it too negative, but everything good and bad in my life is because of a woman. Ultimately. Not directly, but indirectly. So, anything bad happened to me, Tiz, it's your fault.
No, it's not.
But you get what I'm saying, though, Tiz? But you get what I'm saying, though, babe? Please.
I hear what you're saying, but I don't agree.
Well, we're going to cut this segment short, but that's it. I do segments on it. It doesn't go straight on there. Because now, I've added music now, but let me cut this off.